Welcome to the Agile Revolution. This is Craig, and this is an interview I recorded with Adam Weisbart at the Agile 2012 conference in Dallas, in Texas. Adam is a corporate agilist, he's also a certified Scrum trainer, but actually more importantly, he's just an all-round fun guy. He's the inventor of a whole bunch of really cool Agile toolkits, things like the brand new Scrum Kickoff Planner, also Retrospective Cookies, the Build Your Own Scrum Toolkit, the Update the Card Wall app, and Agile Manifesto and Values posters. He's also been spending a lot of time recently on the Agile Anti-Patterns project, of which hopefully will become a brand new book in the near future. If you want to find out more about Adam, you can find him at his website at weisbart.com, weisbart.com. If you want to know more about his certified Scrum training, you can find him at collabnet, collab.net. Enjoy.
All right, the Agile Revolution here at Agile 2012 in Dallas, in Texas. And who do I find sitting in the breakfast restaurant at the Riverwalk Cantina, I think it is, other than Adam Weisbart? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, long time friend of the podcast. I think we were just stoked when you first, we were talking about the retrospective cookies, which was something that Lisa Crispin actually put me onto. She'd written a blog post about these retrospective cookies. And I went, man, this is a good idea. And Renee said to me, oh no, I've been using the Update the Card Wall for ages. And then you wrote back to us and we were like even more stoked.
Yeah, so, I noticed some traffic coming to my site from the blog post. No, I think we're good, thanks.
Yeah, so we're in the restaurant, so food is going to turn up, waiter's going to ask us questions, but that's all the charm of it.
I saw traffic from your site and started listening to your podcast and I shipped you guys some cookies, I think.
You did indeed. So yeah, that was even more nicer. You know, we got to the podcast. Renee's got this nice big box of cookies, and yeah, we did an opening on the show, which was really awesome. You got a whole bunch of really cool stuff going on. Like, you know, you got the, what I really like about your stuff is that it's out there. Like you've taken simple ideas and almost made them fun. Right? You know, I kind of call you the Scrum Master of fun, for want of a better term.
Awesome. I've been called way worse. So
yeah, lots of names, but I think what I like is, you know, even the Update the Card Wall, which is one of your first things, been around for a long time. It took something which was a mundane task, I guess, and made it fun. But you know, I look at all your other stuff, like the shit Scrum Masters say, and the Agile Anti Patterns and stuff, and really getting accessible to people. That's what I like.
Thanks. Yeah, I thought there's a bunch of really good content out there, but all of it seems. Not all of it. Most of it seems quite serious. I love getting work done and working with teams and such, but I'm also not the most serious person in the world, so I sort of try to inject that into the things I do. And it seems to get a good response, so it's been fun so far.
Yeah. Have some of those, I suppose people who know you and now we've sort of met and I kind of know you, it kind of makes a lot more sense because you are this kind of, you know, I think you said you had a bit of a title, people call you the wisecrack or something, don't they? Like,
oh, I think in the last interview I said smart aleck.
Yeah,
usually they call me a smart ass. But,
yeah, it's a podcast, right? As long as we don't break too many violations for iTunes, we'll be fine. When you get into corporates, do people kind of sometimes look at that stuff and go, "Oh, dude, we're a bit, you know, button up here"?
Yeah. So since the video came out, since Shit Bad Scrum Master Say come out, I haven't bumped up against that. I suspect from time to time that might be a bit of an issue if that looks like the first thing they see from me. While I've been embedded in places where that's not their first introduction to me or my coaching or training, it hasn't been a problem. Like people. Yeah. Understand that it's funny.
Because there's obviously a serious side, right? Like, I mean, you do go out and do, the old corporate coaching. You're working with who now?
I'm working with Collabnet.
All right.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, they're a pretty big agile coaching and training organization, is that right?
Yeah. So we've got a bunch of software for managing agile projects and such. And then we have, my team is the training and coaching team. We've got several certified Scrum trainers on staff, and we go out and teach public and private courses and also do coaching for, you know, large companies I probably can't mention right now.
Yeah. But, and you're just based in North America? Is that your main focus?
We have classes everywhere. I've got a class coming up in London, one in Prague. Most of the stuff is within the States, but we're definitely all over the place.
Okay.
As well, yeah.
So we've got to get you down to Australia at some point.
That'd be
point.
Awesome. I don't think we have any classes there, and I've never been, so.
There you go.
That would be great.
Australia, New Zealand, you want a guy here who can use his teach Scrum methods and, you know, any class that teaches Scrum with scissors and paper, that's a, yes. It's kind of a good thing, right?
Yeah, nobody has stabbed anyone yet, but it's been working out. So, yeah, it hasn't been a problem that I'm a smartass. I just don't lead with that in the corporate setting. It comes out, and I think, you know, almost everybody is receptive to it. So, you know, I adjust it for the team, as should anybody who's using any of the content, you know, adjust it for the context.
Yeah, I think we talked a bit about on the when we did the InfoQ article that I've always considered if fun was the missing thing out of the manifesto. Like it was kind of implied a little bit in there in the way that it was written, but you know, fun leads to passion, and and that's what I really like about, you know, talking to you and that kind of stuff, is that you exude it. I think a lot of two people take it a little bit too seriously, right?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, there are parts I do take seriously, but there's definitely a lot of room for fun in there, right?
Well, at the end of the day, right, we've got to ship whatever it is that we're shipping. But yeah. once you get over that, if you're not having fun where you work, I mean, you've got a deadline coming up and you know, you're just there working for the man, how are you ever going to get across that deadline, right?
Yeah. Hard to have a high-performing team that's not passionate about what they're doing, and I think if you're not having fun,
So what are some of the things? I mean, we talked on the InfoQ video, which you'll see coming out in the next couple of months, where you're all kind of collared up and looking professional and all the rest of it. But and we talk about a lot of your public stuff. But what's some of the other stuff that you do with teams just in general that, you know, is a little bit out there? Like maybe stuff that you haven't released?
That's out there.
Like sort of from a fun perspective, like, you know, how do you do that without have some of the tools you've made public?
Yeah, you know, I try to make most of my stuff public, so I don't, let's see, what's not released yet? Well, I announced yesterday I gave a talk on Agile Anti-Patterns.
Mm-hmm. Jelly with that, sir?
And, no, I think I'm good. Thank you.
So Jelly, I think, is a jam, right?
Yes, asked if I want a jam. I don't think they meant with the podcast, I think they meant with the toast that is not whole wheat, but, oh well, I asked. So I announced in part of the session, I added some content to it. And I've introduced a toolbox of several tools. And I don't know if back home you guys were familiar with Vanilla Ice back in the
day. Oh, Ice Baby. Yeah.
Yeah? So I realized that Vanilla Ice, he's my first rule in the toolbox that I'm putting together. It's the Vanilla Ice rule. And it turns out, I don't know if anyone else noticed this, but I noticed that he's an agilist from way back when. And it turns out like the first line of his only maybe hit song was stop, collaborate, and listen.
Listen, yeah. Yes. There's actually a song came out a couple of years ago. Do you have X Factor over here? I think
yeah.
You might do. UK version of X Factor, there's a group called Jedward who came out, and they actually called their song Ice Ice Baby, Stop, Collaborate, and Listen. And they actually make a really big deal in the middle of the song. And actually, I was the same. Never made that, because it was just a song you hear, you know, like blaring it, you know, somewhere out of the night, and you go, yeah, Ice Ice Baby, man.
Yeah.
And starts, you sing along to it, but you never listen to the lyrics, right?
Apparently once I did. So, so that was one of the rules I introduced. We've got it in the Agile Manifesto, right? Individuals and interactions over process and tools. But that's kind of dry, not particularly exciting, and doesn't get horribly stuck in your head and like hurt your brain every time you think of it. And so I actually looped that a few times in the talk in the hopes that, you know, that's been the most useful thing coaching teams or getting teams to coach themselves.
Well, that'll make sense why I was walking around the conference hall the other day and people were going,
it's working. Excellent. Hopefully, I don't know if we'll have to pay royalties now that you...
No, it's because I was saying I like the song. I can actually get away with that. Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, and I didn't do any more than 10 seconds of it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Fair enough.
So what else is happening, Matt? So you're talking about the Agile Anti-Patterns, and thank you. I got a set of cards yesterday that we'll take back.
Welcome. First edition, I think.
First edition ones, yes.
Yes.
And check that out if you haven't, the Agile Anti-Patterns. But you're building a book now around that.
Yeah. So on the topic, Agile Anti-Patterns, Traps, Tripwires, and Treachery.
And he made me say that the other day on the interview, and I did get it out,
You pulled it off. It was impressive. So yeah, it's the Scrum Master's Guide to Traps, Tripwires, and Treachery. And the thought is, it's one of those books that you can open to any chapter, really, anywhere in the book. Each chapter is quite short. It's just some story about that anti-pattern. So it might be like, my boss is on my team, right? So all the anti-patterns are outlined as little quotes that you might hear in a conversation or might think to yourself while working with a team or organization. And then there's some story to back up why that's an anti-pattern to sort of illustrate that. And then it offers up some solutions with the idea that if you've read through the book and gone through the anti-patterns, when these happen in the real world, you'll be more apt to recognize them and address them. All the stories are pretty fun and irreverent, I think. I mean, there's certainly seriousness in it, but definitely supposed to be enjoyable, so you can pick it up and read for 5 minutes and have learned an anti-pattern and maybe how to approach it.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. So so you got a date for that when that's looking to be released?
I think I'm like any author, any day now.
Okay.
So in the near future.
So you're iterating on the book is what you're telling me.
What's that?
You're iterating on the book.
I am. So I'm actually really glad that I did, because I've added this whole tool section to the back that initially when I thought of it, I did not didn't think I was going to do. I was just going to sort of link to the Agile Manifesto stuff. But I have given out several of the chapters for folks to read. In fact, if people go to my site, if they go to wisebart.com, they can go and watch shit that bad Scrum Masters say and type in their email address and download a chapter of the book.
Yeah.
So if you go and download that, the feedback I've been getting is like, that's awesome, but there's no tools. There is. There's the Agile Manifesto, but people have seen that. So I'm adding my tool section, one of which will be the vanilla ice rule in the back. So
you might have to pay royalties.
Oh, will I? If I'm just quoting him. I don't know. I'm going
to
look that up.
Yeah, you might have to find that out, eh?
I don't think he paid royalties, actually, with that song.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm
he
sure
stole that from David Bowie, so maybe it'll work out.
Although, I think he'd be paying more royalties to David Bowie than he would be paying to Vanilla Rice somehow.
I'm going to have to pay two sets of royalties.
Maybe.
Now.
Maybe.
David Bowie, and I think Queen was on the original song as well. So I've got three people to pay royalties to if I mention that.
That's it. So maybe you might as well just like, you know, record a song and... Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think we're onto something there. Maybe we should record the Ice Ice Baby song and put Manifesto stuff in there.
Oh, maybe that's a new video.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's resampled that, you know, Under Pressure music anyway from Queen. So, you know, let's just take the rap part of it and make an Agile song out of it.
All right. Next project.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it right now, like on the fly, do we?
No, not right now. Right?
Okay.
I think it's a work in progress, right?
Fair enough.
Patent pending for anyone who's listening. Is there anything else coming down the line?
I've got a talk in the Scrum Gathering in Barcelona.
All right, so you're off to Spain.
Oh, that's in like 45 days, I think, something like that.
Not knowledge accounting.
No, not at all. hopefully I'll be home between now and then. I'm not sure that's going
to happen. You've been to Spain before?
Yes, I have. I was 12 or 13, so
okay.
I remember it relatively well. So I'll be doing that. That session's on magical Scrum diagnosis, a tool for assessing Scrum teams if you're a coach or interviewing.
So we're talking about this, right? You took your Scrum, the Build Your Own Scrum toolkit that you've got on your site, and now you're using it to assess teams.
Yeah, so I created this exercise called Build Your Own Scrum, which lets teams that are new to Scrum, or people that are new to Scrum, learn about Scrum by using scissors and paper and some glue and cutting apart the sheet. It's just we call it 8.5 by 11. I think you maybe
call
something else.
Yeah.
A4, mm-hmm. There we go. Sheet, and you cut it apart. It's a free PDF you can download from my site. They cut it apart and paste it down onto a piece of paper to rebuild the workflow, or at least their understanding of it. If they've never done Scrum before, you can give them some reference material, like Michael James, who's one of my colleagues, CST for quite a long time, has a thing called 6 pages of Scrum, which is an overview of Scrum and like a little trifold that's quite handy.
Oh, cool. Is that available on his site?
It is. Hmm. It's available on, scrumreferencecard.com, I believe.
Well, we'll chase that down and get something on the show notes.
There's a PDF of it you can download. The cool thing about it is it has no illustrations of the workflow of Scrum, but it outlines all the rules and such. So
those two things together work really well.
Yeah. Hmm. So you give them that card and build your own Scrum, and they can rebuild the workflow. So I have about a 4-hour module that I use in my certified Scrum Master course. So it works with people who are new. And you can download actually the facilitation guide for that from my site as well.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think one of the cool things you've done reasonably recently is actually put some instructions out there for people on how to use that.
Yeah.
Use that guide and facilitate it, which is awesome.
Yeah, I've been wanting to put one together because I just had the blog post for it. And when I recently became a certified Scrum trainer, and through the application process, I had to show that I understood Scrum, which seems like probably a good thing to do if you're going to be a Scrum trainer.
I've got this vision of you putting the application in the envelope and just shoving all these cut up bits of paper into the envelope and sealing it, putting it in the mailbox.
Well, actually, this was part of the problem, because I think that mainly people are used to, from training, you've got a PowerPoint slide deck of several hundred slides for your 2 days, and you click through them, and if you communicate that artifact to someone who wants to figure out if you understand Scrum, there's probably a good amount of information in that.
Yeah.
My class has maybe 20 slides total, most of which are just cool drawings.
Mm.
And then I have like build your own Scrum, which is, you know, training from the back of the room kind of material. So it was very hard to communicate by an artifact, and since I didn't want to make a bunch of slides to submit with my application, I thought, well, I'll actually make that facilitation guide I've been intending to, and it turned out to be like 28 pages, and now instead of it just being an application once and never being used again, it's sort of something shippable that someone could download anytime they want from my site and go and reproduce. So
That's awesome.
So it worked out. So I took that Build Your Own Scrum exercise and have been using it as a way to figure out either in interviews, if I'm interviewing a Scrum Master or Agile Coach, or if I'm dropping into a team and I'm going to be there for a week or two and I'm going to be coaching them, a way to determine their understanding of Scrum and not making it so personal by asking lots of questions and hoping they give me the right answers, but actually let them build the workflow of Scrum and then point to stuff that's, you know, on an actual piece of paper that they can sort of point where how the workflow works, their understanding of the roles, that sort of thing. So works really well for that. And I'm going to do the first session around that at the gathering in Spain.
So there you go. If you're heading to Spain, make sure you check out this guy. Catch him in a corridor, but even better, catch his session.
That'd be awesome.
You won't be disappointed.
I think it's the last session on Tuesday.
There you go.
If I remember correctly.
Cool. So the only other thing I wanted to bring up, which I thought was really cool, and I know Renee pointed me towards this video, was you teaching your cat how to fetch a Sharpie.
I never should have put that online.
Well, we've made it go viral. Like, I think Renee sent it to me, and I think I've watched it about 6 times, thinking, really, is that a cat? Is that really fetching the Sharpie?
Nice. Yeah, so my girlfriend Erin and I got a cat recently, who's about 1 year old, and the cat's name is Tig. And I discovered that if I threw a Sharpie, Tig would fetch the Sharpie. So I shot a video of that. Now the thought is, since she's already got down the whole fetching a Sharpie thing, I'm gonna move up to Post-its.
Yeah.
And maybe then like agile sizing cards or something.
Yeah, well, I think she'd probably do a really good job of estimation. I mean, the rest of us can't do a real good job of it.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's pretty random anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that I can make the cat an agile team member. That's my goal.
Well, I think certified Scrum practitioner. You know,
yeah.
Certified Scrum cat.
Yeah, I have to go look through the Scrum Alliance requirements, but I don't know if there's anything in there about the practitioner having to be a human.
I very much doubt it. I don't think anyone has actually put something in there that specific.
So we could set precedent, really,
with
the cat.
Yeah.
It's a big market for me, probably.
I think you're onto something there. Listen, your breakfast has turned up, so I'm gonna let you go and eat that toast before it goes way cold. But awesome to catch up with you. You're a friend of the Agile Revolution, and
awesome.
And we thank you for all that you're doing. And if you haven't checked out your site, where do they go?
They go to wisebart.com. That's W-E-I-S, B as in boy, A-R-T as in Thomas.com.
And they can get you on Twitter at the same handle, Wisebart.
They can.
Yep. And your Certified Scrum Master classes sound really cool. Where can they find out about those?
That's available on my site as well, or you can go to collab.net and sort of wade through there and get to the training section. Or the same schedule is on my site as well, and links back to that site if you want to register. So.
That's great. I mean, great to catch up with you,
and
we'll hopefully talk soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Cheers, buddy. Bye-bye.